Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Rebecca Hilmer. She is the Vice President of the Adel Partners Chamber of Commerce Board. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So we're talking about a wide assortment of activities coming up here for the Adel Partners Chamber of Commerce, starting with something that's actually happening tomorrow. That's the technically first event of the summer for the Rockin' Friday, correct?
Well, actually, it'd be the second Rockin' Friday. Our first one was unfortunately rained out. So this will be our first one that we're having. And we're proud to announce that Red Dirt Renegade will be showing up to play.
All right. So there's that one tomorrow and then more to come within the next month or so.
Right. On June 28th, we will also be having one. And that was the one that was rescheduled for May. And that is the group Nice Bangs. Both of these groups and both of these events are family friendly. It's always nice to see all the kids out playing football while moms and dads are sitting there listening to the band.
Absolutely. So these are free events, as you said. I think one thing that people wonder about Rockin' Friday is alcohol allowed?
You can bring your own, but it does need to be consumed on the grass and not out in the street or anything like that. A lot of times people bring sandwiches along or popcorn or whatever and just bring. And like I said, it is family friendly. It's 7 to 10 and it's held at the pavilion.
All right. So why do you feel like it's important to have events such as Rockin' Friday throughout the summer to get people out?
Well, because it does get people out. It's just a good chance to have people go out and meet their neighbors or meet somebody that could have been their neighbor from the other side of town that they wouldn't necessarily have a chance to meet. It's a good social thing. And I said the kids seem to have a lot of fun too.
Absolutely. So there's the two left in June and then one each in July and August, correct?
Right. On July 19th, we'll have the group Ducharme Jones, and then August 18th, it'll be Brick and Bob, who actually the kids will really come out for that one because Bob is one of our school bus drivers, and everybody knows him.
All right. Well, now moving on, you guys have had a large amount of ribbon cuttings this spring and summer so far. Seems like one every week, I think, and you have a couple more coming up, correct?
Right, we did. We had one a week. We had several businesses that were brand new. Azalea, which is a clothing store. We have a new eye doctor in town for Vision Center. Athletico is a physical therapy place. Core Physical moved into a brand new building, and Big Deal relocated their car care center. So those have been going on. And then we have two coming up, a new business called Riverside Kitchen and Bath, which is more of a showroom for kitchen and bath accessories. And then Dream Dirt out of DeSoto will be having one in August also. So a lot of stuff happening here in Adel.
For sure. And most of those are new businesses and some moving. So that's got to feel good that there's so much more activity in the city and more involvement in the chamber, correct?
Right. They've all joined the chamber and they're bringing new ideas and new businesses. And it's just great to see that some of the growth is now affecting the commercial end of it too.
All right. Why do you feel like it's important to have ribbon cuttings to welcome these businesses to town?
It gives them a chance to showcase their business. And each time they do welcome everybody, not just chamber members, they'd like to have members of the public come in, check out their business, see what's going on, maybe get a light snack and just take advantage of some of the stuff that's going on.
All right. Now, the big thing that's happening this summer, it's the biggest thing that happens every summer, pretty much in central Iowa, other than maybe the state fair, but there's some discussion on which is bigger. That is the Adel Sweet Corn Festival. What can you tell me just the basics about this year's event? Because we will talk about it more in depth as it gets closer.
Yeah, you're right. We think it is better than the state fair. And we have a really good parade, too, that competes with theirs. But to start with, on August 9th, the Friday night before the actual Sweet Corn Festival, we shuck the corn. We'll have approximately 7 tons of ears of corn, and it takes a lot of volunteer labor to sit there and shuck the corn. And that, again, is a family-friendly activity. People just sit around and enjoy that and have fun. That same night, we'll have the Princess Contest. So we're encouraging young ladies to sign up for that. And then one big thing we want people to start marking on their calendar for the night of Sweet Corn on August the 10th, the Saturday night, we have a band coming up from Nashville, Tennessee called High South. They've just finished their European tour, so we're really looking forward to having them. And that will be family friendly this year. In the past, we've excluded kids from the street dance, but this year we will allow kids to be in there.
All right. And then I will also do a plug that during the shucking, Raccoon Valley Radio will be there once again to provide some tunes for the workers.
Right. It's always nice to have a little music when you're sitting there shucking the corn. Then I also should mention that the other part of sweet corn, and we'll talk more about it as it comes closer, as you said, is we will have the sweet corn 5K again this summer on that Saturday morning. We need more runners and we need more volunteers for that.
All right. Now, as far as the 5K run is concerned, what are the basics as far as like what that costs to participate in?
Oh, we have different levels. I believe right now it's $25, $30, and $35, depending on when you sign up. The best way to do it is go to getmeregistered.com and search for the Adele Sweet Corn 5K. July 22nd is the cutoff date to make sure you've registered in time to get a t-shirt to go with it. The funds from this year's Sweet Corn 5K will again go to our Kinnick to Raccoon Trail Improvement Project, which I know you and I have talked about that before.
Absolutely. And before we dive into that, is there anything else about Sweet Corn Festival that you wanted to mention?
Deb's been actively recruiting for the vendors and for the food trucks. We always have a lot of little booths there. There's some crafters. There's lots of different little retail. But it's a good day just to come in. It's not just all about the sweet corn. There's a lot of other stuff to see. And the parade, as I mentioned, is pretty awesome.
All right. Well, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about, you just alluded to it, that is the Kinnick to Raccoon Trail Project. What's the latest on the progress of this project?
We're moving right along. We're actually at $75,000 raised out of our $125,000 goal. So we've got a couple of outstanding grants that we're still waiting to hear on, and that's about $35,000 worth of grant applications. We're still actively doing presentations and asking for contributions. 1st of September, we will start doing all of our landscaping, and we're meeting with the bridge lighting contract company to start working on the contract. So everything's going ahead really well there.
All right. Now, for those who didn't listen to our previous Let's Talk program with you, take us through the details of the project itself and what all it entails.
It's a multi-phase project. We will be doing landscaping along four blocks of the trail, the Raccoon River Valley Trail, which of course is owned by Dallas County Conservation. But we will be improving the landscaping along the area from Nile Kinnick Drive, Highway 169, back east to the Raccoon River. We'll also be lighting the bridge that goes over the Raccoon River. Unlike some of the other bridges like High Trestle Trail, it won't be neon tubes. We'll be using individual LED heads and lighting. We'll be able to do all kinds of funky little things. You know, St. Patrick's Day, we can have a green bridge and things like that. Then we'll also be putting one of the art pole projects up along Highway 169.
All right. Well, Rebecca Hilmer with the Adele Partners Chamber of Commerce. Anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Just hope everybody can come out this Friday and listen to our first band, and then we'll see you next Friday, and then hopefully attend some of the ribbon cuttings.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Rebecca Hilmer. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.